to episode 279 of the Mouse Life Podcast. I'm Samantha, your host. March Madness Mouse Life Edition is officially back after a few year hiatus. It's going to be a movie versus movie showdown this year as we decide what the best Disney movie on our bracket is. This week, joining me, I have Jeff.
Hello.
John.
Yo.
Jen S.
Hey, everybody.
And Shelby's going to start us off with some news before we start our bracket.
So for Hollywood and Vine, for their character meal, the characters change throughout the year. Not the characters stay the same, but like their outfits change throughout the year. And Minnie is getting a new spring outfit.
Ooh.
She's going to be all donned in pink and flowers. And that begins on March 16th. They are also going to have a new menu item called Chicken and Donuts Dish. And will be offered for breakfast starting March 16th. That John would like that. Yes. So on that tail's end of that too, there is a new dining reservation search that is coming to the My Disney Experience. So right now, guests can see all available reservation time slots at a restaurant for the entire day on the My Disney Experience app, on DisneyWorld.com, on Disneyland.com, and the Disneyland app as well. Reservations are sorted by breakfast, brunch, lunch, and dinner, so guests can easily choose a time based on the menu they like to enjoy. And then coming soon, guests will be able to see dining availability for multiple multiple days at a time with a single search, so guests can view available dining reservations for any given restaurant for up to 10 days at a time. And that'll make scheduling dining reservations
easier. Oh, you can look at like your whole trip and see there's availability for a lot of breakfast.
Yep. Rather than going day by day. Yep.
That'll be super nice. I haven't done dining for somebody in a hot minute, but that will be super nice function to have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Now, the key thing is, are you going to be able to book all of them at once, or do you have to do one reservation at a time?
One at a time, still.
One at a time.
Mm-hmm. That would be an amazing function to be able to do it, go through all your choices and hit reserve, but they like book up
and then be
fast.
Like finish at the bottom and hit finish and then all your reservation confirmations come up.
Yeah.
Yeah, like just have to put your credit card reservation thing in once.
Yeah.
And it would cover all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Like a cart. Yeah. Done. That would be nice.
Oh, did I say that out? Did we say come on, Disney.
We're making strides.
Work your magic. We are making strides. This is big.
Yeah,
I thought the last update was awesome, but this is even greater.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
So on April 10th, 1900 Park Fair reopens. For breakfast and dinner, it's going to have, obviously these can change, but currently they're saying Princess Tiana, Prince Aladdin, Mirabelle, and Cinderella, both breakfast and dinner. And they released the menus. They're still going to be buffet. They still have some of the main staples like strawberry soup. But yeah, beverages are
included. Did we wear it with the stepsisters?
No.
I'm so disappointed in this. I mean, I get like they're saying like the characters are all linked together by adventure, like they're, but like there's no rhyme or reason.
No.
Like at least the old breakfast characters are all linked together because they're all English.
Right. They were all British story. Yes. British characters.
Yeah.
And it was nice because that was the only place too where you would consistently see the Mad Hatter.
Yeah. And none of them necessarily have anything to do with the Grand Floridian theme such as it is either. Yeah.
Correct.
Whereas they did.
I just want to know the thought process was in the boardroom.
Budget.
When they were like, these are the characters we're going to do.
Diversity.
They're all English. They're all white.
Yeah. I can't believe they didn't bring back that dinner. That dinner was always so incredibly popular.
Yeah. It was awesome. Shelby and I, we had a great time when we
had
an amazing
time. Was the dinner buffet too?
Yes. It was like, 2018? Okay. You and I went on that trip?
Yeah.
19? We had a really good time.
18. Yeah.
18.
Yeah, we did. We had a blast because that was before you got engaged because we called Cam.
Yes.
While we were there with the stepsisters.
Yeah, the stepsisters wanted to know where our princes were, and I said something about not being married yet, and she made me take that picture scowling without the ring on.
Yeah. Yeah.
A good time. And the stepsisters, when we went on our first trip with the kids, they made Hunter come out and practice his dance moves, dance with them, while Cinderella was dancing with the prince, which, you know, embarrassed the gore out of him. But
this is the thing with that, too, was they, you know, okay, I don't know how to word this and be characterly correct. Like they had the same people playing the same people. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, so we went to that with the kids when they were little. And then when they used to do the train show out front, the stepsisters were there as well. And we walked up Main Street with them, and my oldest rode the carousel with them. And they remember. They remember the name. And they remember, like, and that is magic to us. She's six. That's still five. Insane. Or, you know.
Yeah.
That's insane. Like, yeah. They were just so good. And it was so like I said, like, I can't believe how the popularity is so popular. Like, why would you take that away?
Yeah, that's weird.
That's really weird. I hate it. Yeah. That's all the news I have.
That's it. John, did you hear of any
of this week? I got someone.
What you got?
So, not necessarily rumors, but sort of, well, there is a rumor, which will make you all happy, but we'll start off with the news. So the Walt Disney Imagineering president, Barbara Boza, is stepping down in June, and Bruce Vaughn, who was originally came back last year, is now going to lead Imagineering. But there is a little rumor that another Imagineer is also open back with Disney, but only in an advisory role at this time. Can anybody guess who it is?
Sure, Rudy.
All right. Bring Joe back.
He's the only one I'm excited for. Yeah. I mean, they're all great, but you know, like, he's like, he's got a cult following.
He does.
I'm here for it.
Oh, so that means they're going to work on Animal Kingdom.
I think so.
See, basically only works on Animal Kingdom, right?
No.
No, but I feel like that's his baby.
Yeah. That is his baby. It is his baby. That's not a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. We ready to play some March Madness?
Yeah. Well, let's explain how we did this.
I was going to say, how do we come up with some of these movies? Because I'm questioning some of these movies.
Yeah.
Jeff did it.
Well, and that's sort of interesting, too. Yeah. I just took Disney Animation, Pixar, Star Wars, and Marvel, and did it based on their inflation adjusted box office revenue. And that's all right down the top eight.
Okay.
It all makes sense.
That makes sense now.
So it's all how much money they made. I couldn't figure out another way to do it because there's so many.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because they have the like the critics score, but they're all the same. Like, they're all, I mean, most of them are like 95, 96, 97, 98, you know? So, I mean, there was no, like, way to do a tie, but you couldn't get eight of them different. The top eight were all the same number, so there was no way to differentiate between them. But the box offices were different, so I just did that. So that leaves out a lot of the older movies simply because of population growth. Uh-huh. I mean, there simply weren't as many people around to watch movies in 1940 as there are now. But
I can't believe that many people.
That's how we ended up. That's why some of these are a little strange. That's why you end up with Ralph Breaks the Internet on there.
That's weird to me. But, that's weird. Yeah, yeah, like, I was like, yeah, all right. Oh, that makes so much more sense. Okay.
Yeah. Now, that's like number 7 of 8, but it's still up there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what it is. It's all box office. And it was easiest for Star Wars because it didn't leave off. There weren't a whole lot of movies left off too, right? But, and I left off the Sony, like all the Spider-Man movies I didn't include.
Hell yeah.
Because I figured it was just Disney Marvel. So
yeah, that makes sense.
And that's the only. Yeah, so that's why these movies are what they are. I'll keep track here once everybody was, so we can have a winner. I've got a blank thing for in front of me. So,
okay.
Are we doing our whole bracket or just the first like?
I forgot the whole thing.
Okay, so we're doing it. We're making a decision today, right?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. I figure we can. Okay. 32. Yeah, it shouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, do we want to do one quarter at a time? You want to do all the Disney movies? Sense. Come up with a final four first?
And to then get a final four of that one and then go to the next one and do a final four of that one? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. First up, Frozen 2 versus Aladdin.
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 Okay.
That wasn't hard.
Yeah, I'm going to make Frozen 2.
Which is funny because that's like the number 8 seed knocking off the number 1.
Mm-hmm. Zootopia versus Tangled. I'm going to go Tangled.
I'm also going to go Tangled.
We got two Tangled, two Zootopia. Jen's the tiebreaker.
That one's a hard one for me. But I am going to do Tangled.
All right.
Tangled. All right.
Knocking out a Big Hero 6 versus Moana. Big Hero 6.
Moana.
I have Moana.
Big Hero 6 is so underrated.
It is. But that soundtrack's insane.
But I love Moana.
And the fact that you put, if it was against anybody else, maybe, but I can't pick Big Hero 6 over Moana, sorry.
That music is just, that was, yeah.
Okay, Frozen versus Ralph Breaks the Internet. Frozen.
Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Frozen. Jeff, what'd you say?
Frozen. Good job.
Jen, what did you say?
Who you asking?
Jen.
Oh, me, I said Frozen.
Okay. All right.
Really, John? So
we're going to start over here. Aladdin versus Tangled.
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 I feel Aladdin.
I don't know.
I'm going to say Tangled because I had Zootopia, so.
Does that make it Tangled then?
Yeah, that gets Jen off the hook.
Okay.
That gets Jen.
And then Moana versus Frozen.
Moana.
Moana. Yeah.
Moana. And I'll die on that hill.
Okay, yeah, and then that brings us to Tangled versus Moana. I'm still going to say Tangled.
I'm going to go Moana.
Moana.
Okay, so Moana is going to the final four.
So Moana wins for Disney. All right.
That's who I had going.
Okay, yeah, next bracket is Pixar. We're going to do Incredibles 2 versus Monsters University.
Monsters University.
University, too.
Oh, it's unanimous. Okay. Monsters University wins. Finding Dory versus Finding Nemo.
Nemo.
Okay.
I don't like Dory.
Yeah, I don't think it was necessary, to be honest.
It's like the whole character.
You don't like the movie, you don't like Dory?
I don't like Dory.
Wow.
She's annoying.
I like Dory. Yeah.
I can't stand it when people don't remember stuff. Like, it's one of my biggest pet peeves.
Oh my gosh.
And you don't have to be like remembering every single time. You don't have to be an elephant. But like, you gotta remember something. Like, it just like it irks me so bad. Like, I've met you 5 or 6 times. You gotta know my name. Like, I'm sorry. Like, come on. Yeah. Like, it irks me so bad.
I have trouble remembering my own kids' names half the time.
There's a lady that lives down here that I have like full, I can be as rude as I want to her because every time she sees me, she introduces herself and I don't like her at all. So now it's just stopped being nice to her because it doesn't carry over from one time to the next. Next time I see her, she's like, oh, hi. Hey, I'm JT. Who are you? It's great.
Oh. You know, that's that movie, 50 First Dates, 10 Second Tom.
Right. So now I don't even pretend to be nice to her anymore. Right. Okay. Toy Story 3 and Inside Out.
Inside Out.
Toy Story 3. I did Toy Story 3 too. That's the cryy one, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're both.
Yeah.
Well, I cry in all of them. No, I don't cry in one. I cry.
What did you say, Jen?
I said Inside Out.
Oh, Inside Out wins then.
Okay. Toy Story 4 versus Coco.
Coco.
No, I don't even like the movie, but Toy Story 4.
Wait, why don't you like the movie?
I don't know. I don't like it. It hurts my
cry.
So sad. Oh, I bawl like a baby at the end. Oh my gosh.
Every single time.
Okay, so then that brings us to Monsters University versus Finding Nemo.
Nemo.
Monsters.
I like Finding Nemo.
Jen?
I don't know. I guess Nemo.
Good choice.
Oh,
good choice.
And then Inside Out versus Coco.
Coco.
Inside Out.
Coco.
I'm Coco.
Coco. Yeah.
Oh. And then Finding Nemo versus Coco. Finding Nemo.
Coco.
I'm going with Nemo because I like. Considering this is just the top 8 gross films, then if Toy Story was on here, Toy Story would win out like every single time.
Yeah, the original Toy Story. Okay,
I'm shocked that Finding Dory made more money than Toy Story. I guess it's just
really
times. Yeah,
Finding Dory made over $1 billion, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Made a fortune.
I've only seen it once in the theater. I never watched it.
So Coco won the Pixar, right?
Yes.
Okay. So we're moving on to Marvel. So Avengers Endgame versus Captain Marvel. Jen, I'm going to let you go first.
Endgame?
Okay. I'm going to say Endgame.
Endgame.
Me too.
Yeah, that one's probably all unanimous. Right. Age of Ultron versus Black Panther.
Black Panther.
Black Panther.
Black Panther.
Black Panther.
There's no question there. Okay, the Avengers versus Iron Man. Ooh,
Avengers. Avengers.
That was hard, but I picked Avengers.
Avengers and Infinity.
Jeff,
oh.
I was going to say, Jeff, I hate you for this next one. That you put these Avengers two against each
Infinity
other.
Avengers Infinity War versus Captain America Civil War. I'm going to go Infinity War.
I think I'm going to go with Civil War.
How about with Civil War?
Shelby, what are you choosing?
I'm sorry, what? I was yelling at animals. What?
What are you choosing?
For which one?
Infinity War or Civil War?
Infinity War. Mm-hmm. Avengers Infinity.
Infinity War wins.
Okay. So then we have Avengers Endgame versus Black Panther. I'm going to go Endgame.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. And then the Avengers versus Avengers. Avenger versus Avengers.
Infinity War.
I was going to say Infinity War.
I picked regular Avengers.
I did too.
Wait. You guys picked the original Avengers over Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Right, we need to have a talk after this about what your top five favorite Marvel movies is.
Maybe that could be next week's topic.
My top five favorite Marvel movies. That's good, because then I'll start watching this week again.
Because this is frosting.
Damn it.
Okay, so then that leaves Endgame versus Infinity War.
Endgame. Infinity War.
Endgame.
Endgame.
Endgame was the last one, right?
And then the girls show up and they kick some ass. Incredible.
Yeah, but that was awesome. But you have Infinity War, which sets everything up, which is the best.
It's true.
Okay, and I don't know anything about Star Wars, so I'm gonna phone a friend and bring Cam into this. Let me walk down to the man cave here, because he's gonna help me.
My problem with Endgame is guys, that the guy that helped Thanos the entire time only just disappears. He needed more of an ending to die. That's my beef with Endgame. But other than that, the guy, the little alien guy, not little, but the alien guy that was like Thanos' like right-hand man, like his little...
Oh, the dude with the long head.
Yeah. He needed more of a dramatic death at the end of Endgame. It just fades away.
Oh, shit, there you are. Jesus Christ.
We scared Cam.
I will be back.
Okay, I'm gonna give Cam one of my earphones. Okay, so we're doing March Madness. Hold on, introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Cameron.
Okay. this is my husband Cameron, and then the last bracket is Star Wars movies.
Okay.
And I don't do Star Wars, so you're gonna pick for me. Okay, so we have A New Hope versus Rogue One.
Oh,
Rogue One.
Rogue One.
That's tough, but I went with New Hope.
Yeah, that is tough. I'll have to go with Rogue One.
Okay, that's actually one Star Wars movie I've actually seen, so I would pick Rogue One. But
A New Hope's just a classic. You can't really beat it, but Rogue One is good.
It is. Okay. I think it's underappreciated.
Then the next two is going to be Phantom Menace versus The Last Jedi.
Phantom Menace.
Last Jedi.
I have Last Jedi.
I said Phantom Menace, too.
Okay, Phantom Menace is. Next two is Empire Strikes Back or Return of the Jedi.
Empire Strikes Back.
Return of the Jedi.
I like Return of the Jedi.
I'll have to go Empire.
Return of the Jedi.
Does Jedi win?
Oh, Return of the Jedi.
That's disappointing.
Okay.
That's not approved.
Force Awakens versus Revenge of the Sith.
Revenge of the Sith. No. Oh,
Revenge
my
Revenge of the Sith.
Yes.
Scan's like giving me this look like, duh.
Jen? Jen's got a tiebreak again.
Revenge of the Sith?
Yes.
Oh.
Revenge it is. Okay, so moving on to the next pairing. We have Rogue One against the Phantom Menace.
Rogue One.
Rogue One.
Yeah, all right, fine.
<Shut me. laughs> Okay, and then Return of the Jedi versus Revenge of the Sith.
Oh, I Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi.
If that's the case. Mm-hmm. If it was supposed to be Empire Strikes Back versus Revenge of the Sith, but it's okay.
I mean, I'd go Revenge of the Sith, but...
Apparently you're outnumbered here. Okay, so then that brings Rogue One versus The Force Awakens, right? No, Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi.
I have Return of the Jedi.
Rogue One.
Bracket, but I also didn't have... Yeah, good. I lost my points.
I have New Hope winning this one, so I'm going with Rogue One.
I would have had Empire Strikes Back winning it, so...
Yeah, hurry up, make a choice.
Rogue One.
Okay. So did Rogue One just win?
Yeah.
So.
Well, I still have my final two in, so I'm good.
Okay.
I didn't fill out the actual bracket.
Cam's looking at my bracket to see what I have. Oh, well. You know.
Thank you, Cam.
They said thanks, Cam.
Thank you, Cam.
I would have literally just been like throwing a word out because I don't. The only Star Wars movies I've seen is like that I remember truly is Rogue One. And I think I've told you guys this before. It's because it starts and ends a complete story. So, like, it was really easy for me to follow.
Right.
Okay. So our final four is Moana against Coco against Avengers Endgame versus Rogue One. Do I have that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so Moana versus Coco. Moana.
I have Moana.
I'm Moana.
Moana.
That's Moana.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
And then we have Endgame versus Rogue One.
The nerd in me is going to say Endgame.
I'm going to say Endgame.
Okay. I was going to say Rogue One, but I'm outvoted.
You're outvoted. It doesn't matter. So we have Moana versus Endgame. That is the most random pairing.
This is what my father said when I read them my thing. I was like, my last two are Moana versus Endgame. They're like, what? What bracket is this?
I think I'm going to have to go Endgame.
That's what I was. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
I was surprised myself. Yeah, I'm going to go Endgame. It was, yeah.
Two Endgame, one Moana. Jeff, what do you got?
I'm Moana.
I think I'm going to go Moana too.
Oh, Moana is the 2024 Mouse Life movie matchup winner. That's not what I thought would win at all. These are always fun to do. I really enjoy these because it's always funny to see where we end up.
My head hurts.
Yeah.
Where'd this go?
Thank you for that. How'd
this happen?
And that's when it really gets funny is when you start doing Star Wars versus Marvel sort of makes sense. And that's why I put them where I think the Disney Animation versus Pixar sort of made sense. But then when you have the two of them versus each other, it's like apples and oranges.
Right. Yeah. But it's fun to watch it all go down.
Trickle down, yeah. Oh,
so, cool. Yeah. So next week, should we talk about our top five Marvel movies?
I got to go through a list of them and try and figure out what it is. Yeah.
I think it's not a movie, but I think my one of my favorites has got to be Vision, WandaVision.
Yeah, it's not
WandaVision
was a film, though.
I know, but it was just incredible. I liked it.
Oh, as far as this stuff that's been on Disney Plus, that is one of the best things they've done is WandaVision.
Oh,
I'm with you, Sam. That is amazing. Yeah. It's just amazing television. It is so good.
Yeah, WandaVision was incredible.
I need some guidelines.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we're doing Spider-Man under Marvel, not under Sony, correct?
Correct.
What do you mean?
So, like, No Way Home?
Well, that's considered.
No. I would count that.
Yes.
That's Sony, but.
Yeah, okay. But it's not. It's still Marvel, and it's still technically owned part of Disney.
So let's just do all Spider-Mans in. Like, even Tobey Maguire.
Yeah,
okay, cool.
That's fine.
And all Spider-Mans are in. Since all of them are. All of those Spider-Man, you know, like the Disney Spider-Man's in there too.
And Guardians.
Is the Fox stuff in then?
What do you mean?
Like X-Men?
Or like the X-Men movies count?
You can add them, yes.
Oh, Lord. I would say no, but
so it matters.
Fantastic Four, Ghost Rider.
I mean, they're not in my, it's not going to affect my thing. We could add them, but they're not affecting my top five. I actually have a top two.
We also want to come up with what's the worst.
Three, four, and five can probably be interchangeable.
Blade, isn't it?
Don't try to figure out which is the worst. That'd be funny.
Oh, I know which is the worst. 2007 Fantastic Four.
Which one?
Or Iron Man 3.
No.
Oh, so bad.
How could you even say that when you have Thor Dark World or the Hulk?
I like Dark World.
I do too, actually. Ghost Rider.
I liked all the Thor movies. I loved all those.
Well, I will not disappoint you, Jeff. Thor Ragnarok is in my top five.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's the most hilarious.
It's because he shows his blood,
ever.
Isn't it? Oh, no, that's Dark World. No, wait.
No.
No,
what's the most recent one?
That's Love and Thunder.
Love and Thunder. That's
Love and Thunder.
Okay.
That's the one. I like that one too. I thought it was hilarious.
that was funny.
I thought people didn't like it, and I didn't understand why, because I thought it was really good. Yeah, we all say it was like the worst Marvel movie too. Maybe not the bottom five, but there's been some clunkers. And I still don't think, I don't know, I haven't seen Ghost Rider, but you've got to work really hard to make a worse movie than the, oh my God, now I can't remember the name of it. The one where it ends with the big stone guy in the ocean.
Oh, not Elementals.
Eternals,
that's it.
Eternals, yes. You'd have a hard time making a worse movie than that. You would almost have to set out to make it.
Eternals was absolutely terrible.
It was. You would have to try to make a movie worse than that.
Now, I have not watched.
That was really.
Yeah, both Cam and I were like, this is awful. We had to like suffer through it. I don't even remember half the movie.
Right.
I haven't watched the newest Marvel movie, The Marvels.
I haven't watched it.
It wasn't bad.
I haven't seen that either.
I really liked it.
You did?
It was I actually enjoyed the end credit scenes as well.
Maybe we'll watch that this weekend.
I like the Teenage Marvel. I like her series was really good.
Oh, I started.
Marvel, I guess.
That was really cute.
Ms. Marvel.
Yeah, that series was really great. Good. I enjoyed that a lot. I like that actress too. She's cool.
Oh yeah.
She's really good. I haven't seen the last Ant-Man, the Quantumania, or the Marvel.
That's also
so maybe I can study up on them this weekend.
But I don't know. Like,
the best.
See,
I think Ant-Man was
the best. It wasn't
the best. Yeah.
But the first one was confusing better. Now because I don't know what. I mean, obviously they have to figure out what they're going to do with Kang.
Either recast it or move that.
Either recast it or change the whole storyline.
Just that character, yeah.
Which is annoying.
Yeah, it's going to be good. This will be good next week. We have to study up. Lisa's got a council meeting, and they've been lasting until midnight, so plenty of time to watch Marvel.
Oh my gosh! You'll get one.
We're idiots on council now. Yeah.
Oh my!
How long is the Marvel?
The Marvel? It's a little over. I think it's a little over 2 hours.
And same with Ant-Man.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Which one should I watch if I can only watch one?
Watch Ant-Man because I think I liked Ant-Man better than. And Quantumania better than the Marvels.
All right, I'll try and get them both. But if I can, I'll watch Quantumania first.
If you want to go
that's
in
came
order,
out first anyway, right?
Quantumania. Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, that came out first. Okay. Right. And that was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put this out and send it. Maybe we can find a way to post it somewhere.
Post it somewhere. Anywhere.
I'll turn Jeff, it into something we can post.
Have you looked into adding us to Spotify?
I think I've asked this before.
I feel like we've talked about
how
this
do I
before.
Do that?
I don't know. I can look into it.
I don't know.
I was on the app and just saw that there were podcasts, and it seems like it's like a self-upload type of thing. I think maybe we have to apply, but since we have so much content.
We have it, yeah. Yeah, I'll look into it. I'll give it a shot.
Only because one of my clients.
I remember asking about this previously.
Yeah, one of my clients asked me if we were on Spotify. So I was like, oh, yeah, I'm part of a Disney podcast on Sunday nights. And she's like, oh, that would be kind of fun to listen to. And she's like, are you on Spotify? And I was like, no. And she's like, you guys should. I think a lot of people would listen. I said, I don't even know if people listen to us now, but we have fun doing it. So she said to look into it. And just from what I was seeing it, I mean, I don't think that we need like sponsors or anything. It just is like I think we just have to apply to upload our content.
My coworkers always ask me whenever they're like, are you on Spotify? I'm like, no, we're not. But
yeah, so okay, my client's flight is en route and on time.
Oh, good.
In the air. For a while they were sitting on the taxi and I was like, I use a web page called Flight Aware, and it'll tell you where your flight, like you can look up your flight and it'll also tell you like where your plane's coming from. So I tracked their plane from Denver to make sure that it got to KC, and then it'll tell like deboarding, reboarding, in, you know, on the taxi, in flight, like, you know, descending, all that kind of stuff. But I mean, from here on out, they're kind of on their own. Like, it's 9 o'clock at night, so I already told them, like, I'll probably be asleep by the time you guys get into Tampa. But at least I know that they're in the state of Florida. From here, we can pretty much solve any problem. So, all right, friends, is that all that we have this week?
That's all we have.
That was pretty quick. We got through that pretty quick tonight, guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's all that we have this week, folks. As always, follow us on SoundCloud and iTunes. And feel free to fill out your bracket and let us know which movie is going to be your March Madness winner. And we'll see you real soon.
Mouse Life's theme music provided by Shadows of Life.